Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
We are, of course, talking about the one and only Mark Mobius, partner at Mobius Capital Partners. He joins us now to give us his thoughts on the outlook for emerging markets, given the current COVID-19 situation, as well as what's been happening in China. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back vicariously in Singapore.
Next time we'll have you in the studio.
Yes, yes.
So let's start off with what's been happening over in China. We've seen quite a shift when it comes to Chinese tech stocks. Given the recent crackdown on the tech sector, what's your take, though, on what's been happening?
Well, first of all, I think the crackdown as regards to regulatory issues is a very good thing. As you know, corporate governance is lacking in many countries around the world, including the U.S. And, you know, the anti-monopoly forces have not really been doing a good job. But in China, I see now they're beginning to wake up to the threat of these big, big companies just taking over whole industries. So I think it's a positive development. Of course, the market is down. But to me, that looks like an opportunity, because if you look at the market, the index, the China index, it's down something like 20%+. And many of these stocks are looking attractive, the big stocks. Of course, our interest is in the small and medium-sized companies who will benefit from this regulatory crackdown, because the idea for the government is to level the playing field. So generally speaking, I'm still quite positive on China. And with the downturn, there is opportunity to pick up some cheap stocks.
All right, Mark, with the crackdown on the tech sector, though, how does this affect other emerging markets in the region?
You know, it's interesting. If you look at Korea, it's okay. It's moving sideways. Same thing with Taiwan. Thailand is doing fine. So there hasn't really been that much of an impact directly. But indirectly, of course, the psychology is not good, because what happens is that the index, the emerging markets index, is down since China is such a big part of the index. And that affects the psychology of people. If you're in an ETF, for example, immediately your ETF has come down and you suddenly become a negative about emerging markets. But if you look more closely, you'll find that these markets are doing very well. India, for example, is doing fine.
And you recently shared that you're seeing an increase in fund flows perhaps to India on the back of what's been happening in China as investors look at an alternative.
That's right, yes. Of course, the amounts will not be enormous. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't compare with what has been going into China. But the most important fact now is that India is now embarking on a privatization program, which is expected to pull in something like $81 billion. You know, big companies like Air India, Life Insurance Company of India, these companies are going to be increasingly privatized, and that will pull in lots of money and expand the stock market.
Some new developments today with regards to Chinese companies listing in the United States. I believe that there have been reports in the Wall Street Journal that say that U.S. regulators might step up, or Chinese regulators, that is, might step up for imposing limits on Chinese companies with access to consumer-sensitive data from listing in the U.S. Of course, we've seen this divergence, at least, of Chinese companies listing in the U.S. and more hindrances to them listing out on Wall Street. But do you think overall this might actually be a good thing for Chinese companies that might be forced to look more towards Chinese markets in Hong Kong? And could this mean that more activity will actually be positive for Chinese markets moving ahead?
Yeah, I think that's the case. Temporarily, though, there will be negative. But in the medium and short and longer term, it'll be positive, because more and more trading will take place in the Chinese market in Hong Kong. Foreign investors will have to gravitate to those markets. And by the way, the American people who are in the market in New York or elsewhere in the U.S. are not happy about the crackdown on Chinese companies, because they're pulling in tremendous trading profits, turnover, as a result of these Chinese companies. So I think there's a lot of pushback against the regulation of these companies. Nevertheless, both China and the U.S. are concerned about data security, And they will certainly want to limit the exposure of companies that have data that can be used by other parties.
Mark, the other thing that people are tracking right now is China's move to try and regulate or control what's known as the variable interest entity. Of course, it's about 1.6 trillion U.S. dollars. And this, a longstanding structure by a lot of Chinese companies that look to raise funds overseas and perhaps even move things offshore. Now, this is a big deal because you're talking about a number of huge Chinese companies from the likes of Tencent, Baidu, Digital China using this particular structure. If they do crack down or start to regulate this, Mark, could this send even bigger ripples through the Chinese market, given how long and how integral it's been actually to how Chinese companies structure themselves, especially these big ones with big overseas footings or footprints?
Yeah, that's a very, very important point. As you know, many of these tech companies, because of the restrictions by the Chinese government of foreigners owning shares in tech companies, they use that structure in the Virgin Islands and elsewhere to have sort of a proxy for the stocks. And of course, the foreign investors who are in these variable interest structures are at a big disadvantage. If something goes wrong, they're out of luck. They won't get anything. So far, it's worked. People have faith in it, and it's been going okay. But once this breaks, if something happens, then it's going to be real panic.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us again this evening. It's always an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you keep healthy and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Mark Mobius, partner at Mobius Capital Partners. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.